Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, the service of the Legionaries of Christ.
An RC Meditation for September 29th, 2020. Feast of St. Michael, St. Gabriel, and St. Raphael, Archangels. Angelic Company. From the Gospel of John, Chapter 1. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Introductory Prayer. Lord, I approach this time of prayer earnestly. I believe that you have called me to be faithful and loving in your service. I thank you, along with Mary, the saints, and the holy angels, for the marvelous work of creation. I will humbly try to reflect your greatness to all I meet today by honestly fulfilling my duty. Petition. Lord, help me be an instrument of your peace and love. First reflection. Honesty is the best policy. Once, as Jesus spent the whole night in prayer, he searched for apostles that would be honest and sincere. Jesus took a liking to Nathanael when he discovered an Israelite without guile in his heart. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true Israelite. There is no duplicity in him." It seems that Jesus admired this angelic trait in men. As soon as he saw Philip bringing Nathanael forward to meet him, Jesus immediately noticed the virtue Nathanael lived. If I want to be highly thought of by Jesus, then I need to be sincere in mind and heart. Second reflection, the holy angels. The Church venerates today the holy service of three of the archangels. They stand out for their honest love of God's most holy will. With such fidelity, St. Gabriel faithfully delivered the most important messages of human history to Zacharias and Mary. St. Michael wrestled with Lucifer and cast him out of heaven. St. Raphael came to the aid of Tobias in the Old Testament. In these angels, there isn't any duplicity of heart. God asks them a favor, and they truly fulfill it. Wouldn't it be wonderful to implement our talents and gifts toward a service of this nature? Wouldn't it be great to be honest instruments of God's infinite love, like these three archangels? Third reflection, the Lord's gaze. Jesus looks into the heart and doesn't judge by appearances. Christ's gaze penetrated Nathanael on this occasion. Jesus penetrates the motives of my heart, even though they are kept hidden from the others. Jesus is the first one to know if I am true to the faith I have received. If I am faithful to the dictates of my conscience and obey God's lead, in private or in public, then I have nothing to hide and nothing to lose. If, on the other hand, I am dwindling in my surrender to Christ by boredom and monotony, then it is about time I sought renewal. Christ needs me. How many are dying and fading away because they lack Christ and his love? I, in turn, have been graced by many special spiritual favors. Jesus gazes into my eyes and dreams of my fidelity and love. Conversation with Christ. Lord, thank you for the example of these three archangels and of the holy apostles. The holy apostles ended up shedding their blood for you, and the holy angels aid us on our journey towards you. Lord, seeing so many lacking the faith, I resolve to be your tireless instrument, like them, so that many may come to praise you for all eternity. Resolution. I will visit the Eucharist, if this is impossible, then kneel before the crucifix, and repeat confidently, Lord, I wish to be your instrument. Help me.
For more resources, visit RegnumChristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.